Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Ready, steady, let's hit the beat.
Fed Guide to Trucks. I am Evan, of course, and Dave continues to be a jerk, but this week he's actually here.
Hey!
So, I've intro'd every other show calling you a jerk, so I figured, why break the streak?
Thanks, I appreciate that.
No problem.
I've broken my stigma of refusing to come downtown for any reason whatsoever to enjoy and partake in a food truck gathering with you.
A gathering?
Yes.
That's a knife.
Yeah, good luck with that. Granted, good luck with this.
Yeah, we'll see who's got a bigger mess on their hands by the end of it.
I think it's a wash either way.
Yep.
But we went to Bloomie's Roast Beef. We were off of 6th and Marquette. Pretty sure. That sounds right.
Sounds right.
They're grass-fed beef, grass-fed roast beef in almost every entree that they had.
Mm-hmm.
But they do home-style, you know, mashed potatoes and gravy, mac and cheese, tater tots. But they do a lot of different sandwiches.
That's their big thing, is their sandwiches. Now, there's something I want to bring up that we kind of touched on last week with Emily Anderson. How, you know, when the food truck thing started, it was closer to what people would consider street food.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, it was portable, you could hold it in your hand and eat it. And I'm thinking as more and more trucks start showing up, I think we're getting away from that.
This would be a great example of
this. This is a perfect example of it, and that's why I got this, what I got versus one of the other things on there. Because I got a classic beef commercial. Now, if you don't know what a beef commercial is, it is basically an open-faced roast beef sandwich topped with gravy. And that seems to be exactly what this is. There's no real any fanciness to it. It's just a big fat pile of roast beef with gravy and bread. And then I got a side of mashed potatoes and corn.
Mm-hmm.
This is not street food. It requires silverware.
And then some.
Confuses me.
I would not consider that street food at all. Because it's the portability factor. Mm-hmm. Look at a lot of the other places that were out there today. AZ Canteen, World Street Kitchen, Ola Repa was out there, She Royal. They all have to a certain effect, exclusive to the hand food. That's the only way I can describe it. Handheld food, exclusive to the hand.
I like exclusive to the hand.
That's a lot more regal, isn't it?
It sounds like an album title.
It really does, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I thought this last week when we did Let's Eat, and I've seen this a couple different places where it's just not portable friendly food.
Right.
And I think
it doesn't make it bad.
No. And I think that is almost more of a reaction to it being in downtown Minneapolis. You know, when you see the trucks that are out at, like Canterbury, like we talked about this week, or any of the breweries that do food trucks, or any of those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Those tend to be more hand food and what you traditionally consider food trucks. Most of the people down here, they're much more used to people that they're getting food and then they're going right back to their desks.
Right.
In which case,
this is perfect.
I think, you know, anything that gives more options downtown. Now, granted, downtown is hardly lacking in choice for the most part, but anything that gives you more lunch options is better. That's not like a chain.
Yeah. Now, I went with the sandwich route.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the Jessica after the famous Allman Brothers Band.
I was going to say the Rabbit?
No. The Allman Brothers Band song. Jessica is barbecued beef.
It's an odd topic for a song, but okay.
No. Southern rock, southern barbecue dish. I got nothing.
You got nothing.
I was trying to tie it back in, and I don't know why they called it the Jessica. But Jessica, the song Jessica was the first thing that popped in my mind.
Great.
Either way, it is a hoagie roll, ciabatta hoagie, with their roast beef, which is, again, grass-fed roast beef, topped with a little bit of purple cabbage slaw and jalapenos, a little bit of a very mild Swiss, and not enough barbecue sauce.
Mm.
So
it does look a little dry.
It's not bad, but it is a little dry.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a bread like the ciabatta, just soaking up every ounce of moisture there, it's okay, you can slather it with as much as you want because it's just going to soak into the bread and make it better.
Exactly.
It's got a good amount of heat from the jalapenos, which is kind of nice on the back end to have that little bit of bite. And the slaw is awesome.
Everyone likes a bite on the back end every now and again.
I can't disagree with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm probably about halfway done with my commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Mine came with some sweet corn, which was good. It came with mashed potatoes and gravy.
Mm-hmm.
And these are hand-mashed mashed potatoes. They got the skins and everything, so it's not like they're... This is not reconstituted potato dust.
I like the potato dust, though.
Well, that's because you're a suburban wastrel.
I got nothing against the potato dust.
I got nothing against it, but it's nice, you know, hand-mashed mashed potatoes are not what you normally expect from a truck.
No.
So,
no.
Or it's worthy of note.
Maybe not what you'd expect from a truck, more or less.
That's what I said.
Good quality.
Okay, I see where you're going.
Yeah.
And the commercial itself, now I hesitate to call this a sandwich, because I have exacting standards as to what a sandwich is.
Right.
And an open-faced sandwich is a wannabe sandwich.
Okay. So, this ties into a restaurant that I found that we'll be going to probably come the winter months.
Okay.
That has an entire... I'm not going to reveal it now.
Yeah.
But this restaurant has an entire section of its menu, a sizable section of its menu, devoted to open-faced sandwiches.
And that's just... It's just
you
not,
should just fold that in half.
It's just not... Well, the problem... Okay, here's the extra problem.
Okay.
And you see this a lot with open-faced sandwiches.
Okay.
Is there's always a very liquid... There's a very strong liquid component. Gravy or some sort of mayonnaise or something. And the problem is that it's poured directly onto the bread. So it's soggy to start with. So already it's a half breed of a sandwich to begin with. And then you handicap it further by making the bread itself actually gross and wet.
Is it gross?
Well, it's not it's gross as in to touch, not to... I mean, it tastes fine.
Icky
the gravy's
hands.
Good. What?
You don't want icky hands.
I don't like shit on my hands. It's the same as lotion, as far as I'm concerned.
Ooh.
Even gravy lotion is too far.
I like to put a dab or two of gravy on my elbows when they're feeling a little dry. A little bit of gravy.
Seeing your skin, I wouldn't do that exactly.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't...
I'm saying I have bad skin?
No, I'm saying you tan badly. And I think
do.
I think if you added gravy to that, It would just, it would, you'd look even more blotchy. It would just...
Blotchy.
Blotchy. You tan in fits and starts. So, whereas me, I have just lazy skin. Doesn't tan, doesn't burn, it just is.
It just behaves, it just hangs out.
It does.
Doesn't know why it's there.
Yep. But you know what? I mean, this is pretty tasty. I'll give it that. The beef is good. I share your criticism that it's a little dry. Mm-hmm. And the gravy isn't exactly helping it in that respect. I mean, it's good gravy. I'm not gonna shoot it down there, but.
The one thing I would come back for,
yeah,
is the cabbage, red cabbage coleslaw.
They have that on a bunch of their, mm-hmm, a bunch of their options.
That is really outstanding. It's that quick pickled cabbage, so it's got that nice bit of tartness and saltiness, and it's just adding just enough crunch to the whole thing that it really does need. I've decided to forego the bun because there's just so much of it, and finish out the roast beef a la hand. Roast beef on hand.
Exclusive to the hand.
Exclusive to the hand. Damn right.
We're going to make that a thing.
I think you should.
Yeah.
That is my trademark, though. That is my deal.
You can take all the credit you want for that. So I don't think I've talked about this on the show, but we talked a little bit about it before we started. I did complain last week on the show where we talked about lack of seating. Once yes. again, we're in the Crystal Court of the IDS Center because there's just nowhere to sit, and it's windy outside,
right,
which makes it extra hard for recording. But even if we were outside, there's no real place to sit.
Right.
So I have another one of my million-dollar ideas. And I'm willing to give this up to people. If someone wants to go ahead and do it, they're welcome to it.
This isn't like a $3 footlong at Subway, is it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because that's a billion-dollar idea right there.
I'm sure it is.
Just undercut that market.
Just undercut it. Yeah. Just do it $4. If you do $3, I think you might be cutting it too deep.
That's true.
but anyway. What I'm thinking is something that looks like a pedal pub without the gears and the mechanisms and all that crap.
Yeah.
But basically just mobile seating. And, you know, the food trucks, all they do is pay for their parking spot.
Yeah.
So it's not like we'd have to go through much. You just drive this thing up. It's got, you know, seating and benches and table. Yep. Almost like a picnic table on wheels.
How do you
wheels.
Charge admission to this, though?
I don't think you do it as a service to your fellow man.
I'm always in for the almighty dollar.
I understand that.
Because I'm spiteful and I hate people.
You treat it like the you do advertising on it.
Okay.
You have branded seats or advertising on table, like that. You could do something like that.
Yeah. What they should do, and I'm surprised one of these food trucks out here hasn't done it yet, is put a large picnic table on a flatbed trailer.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
That is, yeah. That they just bring their own.
Mm-hmm.
See, we should be running a food truck.
We
if
should
we, if we could cook.
Yeah, we can't cook.
We can't cook.
Not in the way you need to for for food truck,
or be friendly.
Yes.
For that amount of time, even though it's only lunch hour.
I'm very friendly. I don't know what you're talking about.
Really? You greeted me with a meh.
That's you. If my only customer was you, yeah, I would be pretty grumpy.
That's true. I'm Joe Everyman, though. You should be greeting me.
Only because you hate Everyman.
That's true.
That's not what Joe
Especially
Everyman
what
means.
Guys named Joe.
Especially Joe's. Hate those bastards.
Hate Joe's. I hate Joe's.
So we both finished. Opinions. Now, what was the name of the truck again?
Bloomies.
Bloomies
roast beef.
Okay.
Bloomies roast beef. I thought it was okay. I'm not. The problem that I'm having is all the food truck experiences I've had so far, and haven't been that many, have been outstanding. Mm-hmm. Ola Arepa I've had, even though people say this doesn't count as a food truck, Nate Dogs, Chef Shack, World Street Kitchen, AZ Canteen. I've had these places. The standard is so high right now that anything that deviates from that, well, this would be great if I could just walk across the street at my work and get it. I'd be, oh man, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's freaking awesome. Here, lined up against everything else, it's a little bit tougher sell. And for me, I could give it a passing grade, but I probably wouldn't be back.
Okay. I'd be back just to try some of the other things. They've got a sandwich called the George Michael, which is almost designed for me.
Is it George Michael the singer or George Michael the restaurant?
They don't clarify. Character. It's George Michael the Allman Brothers song, actually, that's believe true. It or not. Weird coincidence.
That's odd.
Yeah.
I would not have guessed that.
Yeah, well, not many people would. They don't clarify. But it's a roast beef sandwich topped with a beer cheese sauce.
And that was a thick sauce. I don't know if you saw that.
I didn't see it, no.
I saw them ladling that.
Oh,
I was
wow.
like, I'm really glad I didn't get that because that looks like it would stop my heart pretty
yeah.
quick.
Yeah, and then tater tots on top of that. So it's like, really, we're going to design a roast beef sandwich for Evan.
Yeah, it's a killer.
So I want to try that at some point.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm kind of with you. I think there's plenty of other places in this area that are equal to or better.
Right.
Than this. That said, there's no one really doing what these guys are doing.
That's true. It does have some uniqueness, which you have to have out there.
Mm-hmm. And I think where I think this place specifically is going to do well is going to be on the edges of the season.
Yeah.
When it's a little colder.
Especially with what you got.
Yeah. If you can just get a good, you know, mash. I mean, just the fact that you can get mashed potatoes, like, that's huge.
And gravy.
And gravy. Well, of course. That's
how
just,
was
that's
the
just
gravy?
Assumed.
Considering
the gravy was fine.
Gravy is the official sauce of the world.
That is,
yeah.
Yeah. The you know, gravy was fine.
Yeah.
It wasn't outstanding.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a good classic brown gravy. I mean, this is the kind of food that I would expect to get, you know, when I'm home from college or something like, you know what I mean? Like,
something
this is home cooking.
Just down the street for the next, you know, 4 hours or so at Peter's Grill before it closes.
Yeah. Yes. We'll be playing taps.
Yeah, exactly. On next week's show.
Later. Thanks for bringing the show down now. Now
sorry.
I'm impressed.
Sorry.
You
know me, Nancy Negative.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway. Yeah, I can't think of anything else someone is. I mean, I think our opinions are... Mine was fine.
Yeah.
You know, and there's nowhere else to get a turkey commercial downtown.
Right.
Especially with Peter's Grill closing.
That's true. I gun to my head, I'd probably come back.
Mm-hmm.
But compared
that's
to...
That's a rousing endorsement.
Well, compared to everything else out there,
yeah.
it's a tough sell for me. I wouldn't turn my nose up to it, but it wouldn't be my first choice.
But... The advantage of a place like that is that there's almost not going to, especially when it's surrounded by things like AZ Canteen and some of those, there's almost never going to be a line.
Right. We did get in and out of there really quick.
Yeah. So, which sounds like faint praise, but if you've ever waited 45 minutes for food truck that can be a godsend.
The line at World Street Kitchen was quite astounding.
Oh, yeah.
We were a block away.
Yeah.
But it was sizable. Like,
yeah.
Blocking the path.
Yeah. So, especially if you work downtown, you got a half-hour lunch
yep.
where you got to get back for a meeting or something,
yep.
that can be a godsend. And I think you could certainly do a hell of a lot worse than Bloomies. So.
Exactly.
Well, how is your experience coming to the mean streets of downtown Minneapolis?
Well,
here?
I did leave my gun in the car.
Well, that's so, understandable.
no, it's... It was a lot better experience.
You look visibly uncomfortable. That's hilarious.
I don't like being downtown. It's awkward. It's too many people. It's too many people.
It's actually fairly dead right now.
I know, which is why we did a Friday.
That's just because of the timing worked out.
Yeah. It's an odd experience for me because the only food truck experience in terms of being able to eat at a food truck while I'm at work has been when Foxy Falafel would do Thursdays at the Edina
Farmer's Market,
thank you. Which is a great option, and it's a lot safer.
In some respects.
But, I don't know, to me, it's a little bit more comfortable surrounding. I'm with you on it. I love your picnic table idea. So that portion is a little awkward for me to eat a la lap.
Like a poor person.
And I don't like being, I'm not poor. So I have trouble adapting.
It's okay.
Well, I did enjoy myself.
Good.
And I hope to make it back for a few more shows before the season's out.
And you're going to sprint back to your car.
I am. I just got to go down the elevator. So.
Oh, nice.
I paid the expensive parking today.
You know, I've said this several times. You can tell when you've worked downtown for a long time when you look at a parking sign and it's like, oh, $160 a month? That's not that bad.
Good God.
Yeah.
$160 a month?
Yeah. There's places down here that are on that.
Take my $160 a month and park for free.
But you don't work downtown, so. Anyway, as always, we welcome you guys, your suggestions. Email us at wellfed@fancyfansgangsters.com, twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg, facebook.com/wellfedguidelife, and foursquare.com/wellfedguidelife. Are you going to actually check us in? I always forget to check us in. I always forget to check us in when it's not you.
Yeah.
That's really your role here on the show.
I know.
Is Principal Foursquare.
Yeah. Can I add that in my next round of business?
Please
cards?
Do.
Principal Foursquare.
Dave Bergen, Principal Foursquare, exclusive to the hand.
I'm actually going to put that on my signature on my emails at work. I'm exclusive to the hand.
And never explain it.
No. Even if somebody asks me, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's on your signature. No, it isn't.
Anyway, thank you, Dave, for braving the wilds of the deep, dark inner city.
Well, thank you for holding my hand the entire time.
Yes. And we'll see you guys next week.